The state's Joint Board of Fisheries and Game is meeting in Anchorage. They decided to create an advisory committee just for the community of Bethel. Angela Denning Barnes reports.
With over 6,000 residents, Bethel continues to grow as the hub of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The community currently has one seat on the Lower Kuskokwim Advisory Committee, but local groups approached the joint board about getting their own. Several letters of support were submitted from the Central Kuskokwim Advisory Committee, Bethel Native Corporation, and Okotsagagamute Native Council, Bethel's native tribe. Board member Pete Babrasco of Palmer spoke in favor.
Bethel is over 6,000 people. I think they deserve more representation.
Board of Game member Robert Mumford of Anchorage was the only dissenting vote. Sue Jeffrey of Kodiak with the Board of Fish said it was the right move.
I think that in creating an advisory committee, it will, help probably facilitate communication throughout the region. It makes sense for all kinds of reasons.
There will be costs associated with the state running another advisory committee, and some board members had concerns about that. But the Board of Fish's John Jensen of Petersburg said he believed the extra cost would be manageable.
I think there's ways that we can make up for that, especially down in the southeast where there's some inactive ones and there's some communities that are connected by the road system that are close together. And you can make a single one out of three that I can think of right now down there. So I think there's ways to this will work. I don't think it's going to be a huge extra cost.
Board of Game member Stosh Hoffman of Bethel abstained from the vote. The Alaska Joint Board of Fisheries and Game has been meeting in Anchorage since Saturday. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.